we've learned anything from these past couple of years, my fellow Americans, it's that personal medical freedom and liberty are in crisis. America Out Loud Pulse brings together the top experts in healthcare-related fields to keep you a beat ahead.
All right, for our next segment, it's my pleasure and honor to share with you some time with my good friend and colleague, Andre Angelantoni. He comes to us from Pivotal Science, a nonprofit that is dedicated to educating the world objectively about vaccines, among other projects. So, Andre, welcome to Pulse.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
Well, you're so welcome. Hey, I'm glad you made the time to do this today because I think it's very important. People understand what we're doing at IPAC EDU is we're bringing the best instructors together specifically to share with you objective, non-biased, unfiltered information that allows you to make your own informed choices about what's happening in the world around you. There's a lot of information that comes to you on your screen, through your headphones, from other people, and a lot of it is really confusing. It's very confusing, and it's a hot mess right now. And it seems that the videos that get the most attention are the ones that have the most influence, regardless of their content, the quality of the information. And Andre actually came to a conference that I ran in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 2017, on vaccine science. And he had a project in the incubator, but he was brave enough to teach his vaccine course for the first time live with a group of students, conference attendees, let's call them that. And it was a great success. Years later, he said, yes, I'd like to teach this course through IPAC EDU. We went through one semester of this last fall. The accolades from the students are unstopping, in part because Andre is so well organized. And what I hear from the students, Andre, is that you have about 15 or 16 topics that you do lectures on, but that the information is presented in a way that reflects accurately what's in the scientific literature, and that it simply is up to the student to receive the information, interpret the information how they see fit and what fits in with what they think is going on. And you're not really imposing your opinion on the topic. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're in a funny situation, Jack, in that two things are true simultaneously. The first thing is that there's actually quite a bit of literature out there, scientific literature, on the harms that vaccines can produce and the mechanisms. So what the course does is it methodically goes through some of the most important topics, like, is it really true that aluminum has no effect on the immune system and on the nervous system and other systems? And at the same time, the other part that's also true is that there's also some missing data. So, and because the proper studies just aren't being done. And you can go out there and you can find the very shocking fact that the current vaccine schedule has not been safety tested against a inert placebo, for instance. And if we had those kinds of studies, we would know a lot more about the safety. But what we do is we have scoured the literature and we present what we think are the strongest mechanisms of injury and what their effects are on humans at all ages. So we just have to present the data, and we think that the data itself and these high quality papers do all the talking, and we don't have to try to sell any particular point of view. It's pretty clear the kind of damage that these vaccines are creating.
Absolutely. So give us an example of some of the topics of the lectures the topics that you cover in the course.
Well, I already mentioned one of them, which is a really big one, and that is around aluminum. So aluminum is now in approximately 60% of the pediatric vaccine schedule. So that means 60% of the vaccines will contain aluminum. And the official narrative or the official stance of the medical community and the government is that because aluminum has been used for 70 years, it's actually not been a problem. That's not true. It's been a problem for 70 years. They just haven't studied it. And because they give themselves a get out of jail free card by saying it's been used for so long and producing a lot of damage that they don't have to study it. So we show that aluminum, that there are a lot of papers out there that are showing the damage that aluminum is causing, specifically on the nervous system. We also discuss the latest data that shows that the aluminum does not stay at the injection site. It actually travels around the body. Why? Because these are aluminum nanoparticles. These are tiny pieces of aluminum that have been ground up, and they're a nanoparticle size. And that's what moves around the body.
Absolutely. So I can just help you dispense with some of the myths on aluminum, since that's my my research area, one of my research areas. I recently busted an HHS expert witness in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program for plagiarizing the Children's Hospital website on the reasons why aluminum vaccines is safe. And what their argument was is that it's the third most abundant element in the Earth's crust. And it's found everywhere. Well, actually, it's the third most abundant element in the Earth's crust, but it's bound to silica as bauxite. And it wasn't until the late 1800s that we actually perfected a means of isolating aluminum, which means that although it may be super abundant in the Earth's crust, it's not as though all living things have been exposed to aluminum for 3.8 billion years. And it's not a nutrient like zinc or other metals that are nutrients that are not caught up in the Earth's crust. And so you go right down into the nitty gritty. What's another topic you talk about? Certainly mercury, right?
We do talk about mercury, because mercury is still used in some vaccines in what is considered a full dose, which would be 25 micrograms. Notably the flu vaccine. I think it's approximately about 30% of the flu vaccines that are given in the United States use mercury. But then what's more shocking and sad is that mercury is still used in vaccines in developing countries. And so a single 25 microgram dose of mercury is literally billions and possibly trillions of atoms of mercury. And so depending on, there's some biologic variability depending on the child, but for some children, they're going to move very quickly to the brain, and that's going to cause damage. So one of the common talking points out there is that we've removed the mercury, it's not a problem. Well, actually what happened is we removed the mercury, but over time, we started adding more and more vaccines that have aluminum. So that's another thing we talk about. We do talk about the third rail, which is autism. And we go through the six phenotypes of autism that we're aware of now and their mechanisms of injury. We go through what some of the ways to, you can't actually say you cure necessarily someone who has autism, but we define it as a sort of brain damage. A neuronal system brain damage. And then we discuss some of the ways that some parents have recovered their children, whether it's removing the mercury using chelation. Chelation, by the way, is a perfectly acceptable method of removing metals from the body. If a child eats a paint chip that has lead in it, they can go to the hospital and the hospital will chelate the lead out of the body. So there are just some metals that should not be in children's bodies or brains, and lead, aluminum, and mercury are some of them. But the mercury is only one way that you can damage the brain. What you can do, which was discovered in the famous study from 1998, is that you can disrupt the microbiome. And the microbiome is responsible for, in part, educating the brain's responses to the world. So in other words, if you have some sort of gut dysbiosis, you can send endotoxins up to the brain, and then that damages the brain and causes inflammation, and then that can lead to autism. And in any particular child, you can have multiple of these going on. So if you start to work with a doctor and you would like to recover your child from autism, they will methodically go through each of the different kinds of ways that the brain can get injured and work with you to help repair that damage. We go through all of that.
That's extremely important. So I, as IPAC EDU organizer, have received a ton of positive feedback and accolades from the students. I mentioned that earlier. Part of that, Andre, is your dedication to being thorough in providing this educational experience. After every class, you do a question and answer session, which I understand some of them can last an hour long, of access to this amazing instructor on the details that matter. So what are some of your favorite discussions that happened last fall, the questions that the students brought up, and also the perspectives that they brought to the class? What comes to mind?
Well, you can imagine that the conversation or the topic that dominated a lot of our Q&A sessions were, okay, well, how does the mechanism that you just distinguished, how might it play a role with the COVID vaccines, with the mRNA vaccines? And so the information was coming fast and furious in the fall about how the COVID vaccines damage. So, for instance, I had mentioned already that the aluminum does not, that's in the typical pediatric vaccine, does not stay at the injection site. And in fact, what happens is the macrophages pick it up and the macrophages start bringing it all around the body. It causes a low-grade inflammation. And then when a few of them get to the brain, then they die and they'll deposit an aluminum particle in the brain. Then the brain sends out a distress signal, which is called MCP1. And then what happens is the cells that are supposed to come to the rescue are actually more macrophages, but they're loaded with aluminum. Okay, so what you've got is the cavalry is actually poisoning the brain more. And this is why parents watch their children just disappear. They were talking and happy and they could say words or sometimes sentences. And then the aluminum would gradually get to their brain or sometimes very quickly get to their brain. And that would cause a problem. Well, we were told that the mRNA vaccines, they would be injected in the arm and the contents of the vaccine would stay put. And then we found out that that's absolutely not true. Not only did we find out that it was not true, we found out from a FOIA request to the Japanese Ministry of Health by several researchers in Canada, several virologists in Canada, and there was a Pfizer biodistribution study that showed that the mRNA vaccines caused the spike proteins to go all around the body, especially the spleen and, unfortunately, the ovaries. So that was something big that broke while we were in the middle of the course, and we had a very thorough conversation because, as you can imagine, something that is supposed to stay put, but then doesn't, can cause a lot of mischief, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yes, so Andre, the course is available at ipac-edu.org. Registration is open right now. Is there anything that you wanted to share with people about the students' satisfaction with the price?
Well, yeah, we give a lot for the price. We had 15 units. And we worked really quickly to get a unit together on COVID because we'd started with only 14 units, but you can imagine that we needed one for COVID. So there is a lot of time that people get in the course, a lot of knowledge. They get all the slides, they get so that they can share them with their friends or give them to their doctors. We have a spreadsheet with extensive citations. Everything is in the published literature. When we don't have something in the published literature, we'll clearly say that so that you don't go out on a limb and make yourself look dumb. But you're going to get a lot of ammunition for your own decisions, and you can give that to your doctor as well.
All right, great. That's one of the things that impresses me most about you is how well organized you are and the sheer amount of resources, information resources that students have gained access to with this course. The course is Vaccine Course, taught at ipac-edu.org, ipak-edu.org. Enrollment is open now and classes start in September. Thank you, Andre.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
This is Dr. Peter McCullough. Do you know there's no other condition that I'm aware of where vitamins and supplements make such a big difference than COVID-19. We have an abundance of data that we need to be replete with a variety of micronutrients, and that includes vitamins, minerals, and other substances our bodies need. I rely on Healthy Cell Super Boost. That's Immune Super Boost. It's a gel pack that can be taken every day. I like to do it before I exercise and before I go out. It's a wonderful supplement. It gives me the immune super boost that I need. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promotional code OUTLOUD, and get a discount on your first order. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, HealthyCell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. It tastes great, comes in a convenient squeeze gel pack, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfolger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
All right, for our next segment on Pulse, we have the amazing, the stunning, the beautiful, the incredibly talented and ever too busy Maya Han. She's the founder of United Healthcare Workers, founder of and the host of Health Freedom Unmuzzled, a great podcast. She's here to talk with us about the United Healthcare Summit, which is happening July 15th and 16th, 2022 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Maya, thank you for being part of Pulse.
Oh, Dr. Jack, it's always a pleasure to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about the big, exciting event that's coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan. So, yeah, you want me to just go right into it and
tell everybody what's happening? Tell us all about the speakers, the topics, what's going on, and we'll recap the information on how to access tickets and everything else right at the end.
Yes. Well, you know, I started in Michigan really trying to educate as many people as possible on a variety of different health issues, concerns that we have, the capturing of our regulatory agencies. And Michigan's really come a long way in learning the truth. And I've connected with so many healthcare workers. Back in December, we gathered a variety of healthcare workers in Michigan. As you know, Michigan healthcare system was mandating the vaccine on all the healthcare workers across the state. Had quite a crisis in that healthcare workers were needing to take the jab or lose their jobs. And so I started this organization, just really getting these people together to start talking to each other. They weren't even comfortable talking amongst their colleagues. They didn't know if they were going to be shunned or ostracized for questioning an experimental injection. And so they just started connecting to me. And I said, why don't we all get together and have a conversation and maybe we can unite and stop this craziness. And so thankfully, so many doctors and physicians and healthcare workers, nurses, practitioners all came into the fold, started communicating, and were able to fight against these mandates. And many of these health agencies in Michigan folded because of the pressure from healthcare workers. So the United Healthcare Workers Initiative was initiated. You know, we've taken many, many healthcare workers to Lansing to educate our lawmakers. And so here we are now, and where do we go from here, right? We have many, many wonderful doctors and nurses that are wanting to learn more about what they really don't know, right? They've just started to peel back those layers of that onion to say, what else is it that has been captured? How much of our information has been manipulated, right? And I know, Dr. Jack, you've been on these topics for many years as well. And so I decided, you know what? Let's hold a health summit here in Grand Rapids, bring all these doctors, practitioners, healthcare workers together, and let's educate them. So I know that there's been many freedom events, medical freedom events and symposiums across the country, but we kind of wanted to do something different here in Michigan and not just be this rah-rah, you know, everybody's gathering together for a kind of rally and a feel-good thing, but I wanted it to be productive. I wanted it to be intellectual. I wanted it to be based on science and medicine and ethics and integrity. And so I said, I got together with a good friend, Dr. Avery Jackson. He's a neurosurgeon here in Michigan who's been standing up to many of these mandates and unethical standards and the propaganda. And he's really been attacked because of that, but he's a true hero. And he and I brainstormed and thought, why don't we do a two-day medical conference and provide CMEs, continuing medical education units, credits for healthcare providers? And not just for, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that this isn't just for healthcare workers. We want anybody and everybody, anybody who wants to learn the truth about toxins, our health, you know, maybe the root cause of disease, we're going to try to educate them. So, but really the opportunity to educate those that are in medicine, to break through that wall of propaganda that has been just, they've captured doctors who truly, I don't believe any physician goes into medicine to want to do harm to their patients, right? They want to heal. They want to be healers. And they just have not been granted the opportunity to truly learn what is causing the diseases in their patients and how they can actually heal them. So I'm very, very excited about this conference. It's a two-day event, July 15th and 16th, all day, back to back. I'm bringing in speakers, doctors, scientists, activists, who really know their stuff. They know the data, they know the science, they know the practices inside and out, and they're ready to educate those that are ready to hear it.
So I want to hear about some of the speakers and what they're going to be talking about.
Yes, so everybody now knows Dr. Peter McCullough. He's coming out. He's a cardiologist, as you know. I think he's a immunologist or virologist. I'm not sure all of his. He has a stack load of credentials. He's been speaking out, outspoken about what's gone wrong with the COVID vaccine and the safety warnings of that. Of course, he hosted that roundtable with Senator Ron Johnson at the Capitol in D.C., and he's continuing to fight to expose the lies about that. Of course, Avery Jackson, who I mentioned, the neurosurgeon, he wants to be talking about how these COVID vaccines and how the protocols, such as even masking, is affecting the brain and how it's affecting our faith in medicine. And we're bringing in a psychiatrist, Dr. Tim Jennings, who has been, it's so funny when I talk to so many of these doctors, you know, and they're all across the country, they just cannot believe that so many people in medicine aren't paying attention. And they still think that what the CDC is saying is for the best of everybody's interests. So he wants to go into what is causing all of these healthcare workers to just have this cognitive dissonance and not even being able to hear the other side, just to hear the science. If only you just listen to the science, maybe we can sway you to have a better understanding of what's going on in the world. We have the amazing Dr. Nguyen Schwander. He's been an advocate for, yes, I know, big fan. He's been an advocate for root cause of health. He's an integrative medical doctor and very much outspoken. He was in the movie Vaxxed. He's going to be there. Of course, Dr. Jack, our very own James Lyons Weiler, the scientist that has been getting deep and dirty into those things that the ethical science people want him to talk about. He's going to be going into toxins, chronic disease, their effect on our health. The famous now Dr. Christina Parks, who has come into the fold. She's been she's a cellular molecular biologist. She's been talking a lot about the epigenetics and the differences in African Americans, and also about vaccine injuries. She wants to really get into, now that we might have some concerns about the COVID vaccine, why don't we look at all the other vaccines? Let's examine how they are regulated, the safety, and why do some people get vaccine injury and others don't. So she's looking at the molecular mechanisms of that. We're also bringing in a toxicologist, Kristen Megan Kelly. She's going to be talking about, she's actually, many people know her and Tammy Clark as the famous whistleblowers against the mask mandates and the industrial hygienist. But I've actually known Kristen for quite a few years, because when she was in the military, she's an environmental toxicologist. She was one of the highest level environmental toxicologists in the military, who was whistleblowing about them seeding the skies with weather modification and how that was being found in our environment. So we're basically being sprayed with chemicals, the public is, without our knowledge at all. So I really wanted her to get into that during this conference and for us to understand what's going on in our air quality. And she has some great mitigation strategies for us to protect ourselves. And I'm excited to have Tammy Clark. She's also one of those environmental hygienists that was talking about the mask. She's been on the high wire with Del Bigtree as well. But she's going to really go into the nitty-gritty of what's gone terribly wrong in the regulatory agencies. And then one thing that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and I actually used to, before COVID, I was going into the road commissions in Michigan and talking to legislators about wireless radiation and the 5G rollout. And I know a lot of people are really curious, what is going on with 5G? Is it something I need to be concerned about? Well, we're bringing in a biophysicist out of California. She's been at the forefront of this, written multiple books, and she's going to really tell us about the biological markers and issues that could be going on, that the science is very clear about when it comes to wireless in general and those frequencies. So, and then let's see, who else do we have? Zen Honeycutt. She is.
I love Zen Honeycutt. She's brilliant. Oh my gosh, she's brilliant.
She's so great. Founder of Moms Across America. She's been really whistleblowing about glyphosate and GMOs, and a fantastic woman that she is going to be coming out and really talking about how we can protect ourselves and what do we really need to worry about with GMOs. Because of course, the FDA or the EPA says, oh, they're safe, they're great, you know, there's no difference, and you know, spray as much Roundup as you want on your food and we're good to go. And I think she's going to be teaching us quite a bit about why we need to be alarmed and what we can do to try to protect our families. And then finally, we're getting Judy Mikovits. Everybody has now gotten to know Judy with the movie Plandemic, to talk about retroviruses, chimeric research, and really an interesting history that I think many, many people don't yet know about. And then, of course, my husband, he's a dentist here in Michigan. And one of the great things, I thought we absolutely have to have a dentist speaking about fluoride in our water and mercury in our mouths. And, you know, so much of the American Dental Society is just pushing for us to have fluoride in our water. And is that safe? Is that safe?
Did you notice that in Canada, only half of the provinces fluoridate their water? And the other half, all their teeth have fallen out. Did you notice that?
Oh, dear.
But yeah, there's half of Canada has no teeth because they don't fluoridate their water. It's just horrible. I would like to do a study of the IQ of people in those provinces. In fact, there's a Canadian scientist who made some major controversial reports and peer-reviewed publications who found that in provinces and towns in Canada that don't fluoridate, they seem to have a boost in their IQ.
Which Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I would love to see that study, Dr. Jack.
Oh, I'll be happy to share that. And, you know, I'm going to be talking about fluoride in mine a little bit and compare notes with Kevin. He's brilliant and nice guy. He's one of my favorite Kevins. That's what I tell him all the time. Kevin Jenkins has given this guy a run for his money, I'll tell you. But anyway, the fact is fluoride and aluminum share what's called synergistic toxicity. So I'm going to be touching on that kind of thing in mine. And Kevin, I am very much looking forward to seeing you. So, hey, Maya, the last couple of minutes here, why don't you tell us where the website is and registration process? Are there any perks people could sign up for, et cetera?
Absolutely. Well, we're doing an early bird special right now until the 1st of June. So if you get on there, you'll be able to save yourself $25. Go to UnitedHealthcareSummit.com. That's UnitedHealthcareSummit.com. And then, of course, you can learn up to 14 CME credits if you're a healthcare provider to be able to come listen to Truth and get some ethical science and actually collect some credits at the same time. So
that's excellent. UnitedHealthcareSummit.com. If you're a physician and you need some continuing medical education credits, this is your place to get a boatload of them in one stop. And all those contact hours. And if you're not, and you are just curious about all of these topics and you want to learn more, or as we are coming to love so much, associate with each other freely, spend time unmasked, give each other some hugs and high fives. That's what it's all about, right, Maya?
That's right. You know, one person I didn't mention, I got to make sure I give a shout out to my friend, Jeff Carter. He's speaking too, and he's, and I'm speaking, but Jeff is a functional physical therapist, and his approach to physical therapy and health is very unique. And I think many, many people would be interested in what he has to say. His wife is a chef and a nutritionist. So he truly is an inspiration for all, at the age that he is, the things that he can do. He will be very exciting to listen to and to watch and to see what you can do if you really take care of your body and your health.
That sounds really exciting and important. Thank you, Maya Han. I'm looking forward to seeing you at that event, if not sooner.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jack. Thanks, everyone.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Hello, America. This is Del Wilbur inviting you to take a two-minute stroll through history on America Out Loud. March 30th, 1870, following its ratification by three-fourths of the states, the 15th Amendment granting African-American men the right to vote is formally adopted into the U.S. Constitution. One day after it was adopted, Thomas Peterson Mundy of Perth Amboy, New Jersey, became the first African-American to vote under the authority of the 15th Amendment. With the adoption of the 15th Amendment in 1870, a politically mobilized African-American community joined with white allies in the southern states to elect the Republican Party to power, which brought about radical changes across the South. By late 1870, all the former Confederate states had been readmitted to the Union, and most were controlled by the Republican Party, thanks to the support of African-American voters. In the same year, Hiram Rhodes Ravels, a Republican from Natchez, Mississippi, became the first African-American to ever sit in Congress. Although African-American Republicans never obtained political office in proportion to their overwhelming electoral majority, Ravels and a dozen other African-American men served in Congress during Reconstruction. More than 600 served in state legislatures, and many more held local offices. However, in the late 1870s, the Southern Republican Party vanished with the end of Reconstruction, and Southern state governments effectively nullified the 14th and 15th Amendments, stripping Southern African-Americans of the right to vote. It would be nearly a century before the nation would again attempt to establish equal rights for African-Americans in the South. This is Del Wilbur inviting you to join me again as we celebrate history on America Out Loud.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cells pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, our next segment is about education and outreach as usual. So this week, my guest is Tia Severino. She has been doing this for quite some time to educate people in all walks of life on the perils of certain practices. Those include vaccination and taking untested medical products such as vaccines, untested for carcinogenicity, untested for mutagenicity, untested for health in your body in any real significant way, which is why I have here today. So June 3rd and 4th, 2022 in Atlanta, Georgia, Next Steps Conference is what we're going to be talking about today. The lineup is fantabulous. Tia, welcome to Pulse.
Well, hi there. Thanks for having me. You know, I love you and everything that you do. So I appreciate the opportunity to join and get my voice out there. Of course, you and I go back to 2016. We met at the Health Freedom Summit that Michelle Ford put on in April 2016. It was the first screening that I got to see of Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, 6 weeks before, no, 3 weeks before we opened to a two-week sold-out shows in the Atlanta Midtown Art Cinema. And I remember so very vividly the presentation that you gave where you talked about magic. And in reference to the schedule of, childhood immunizations, and in reference to the studies that had been done to determine whether or not those routine childhood immunizations, they call them immunizations, had anything to do with autism. Because, you know, they say vaccines do not cause autism. They scream it and and put it in bold letters. And anyone who dares say, oh, my kid was injured. No, no, no. Vaccines do not cause autism. Well, when you actually break it down, they've only looked at one vaccine and one ingredient, you know. So they've looked at thimerosal and they've looked at the MMR. And in both cases, they found information that was in their minds deemed worthy of not being revealed to the public. And so they engaged in cover-up practices in both cases. Okay, so the science is not settled, even when you look at the vaccines and the ingredients that they have looked at. However, there's this whole category of vaccines that haven't even been looked at, you know, most notably the ones given in the first year of life. There's a lot of question marks about those vaccines. They've not been studied. We don't have answers. And I personally, my son was injured not by the MMR. His injuries occurred from four vaccines that were given one at a time and spread out all before he was 6 months of age. So he got the Hep B, he got the Hib, he got the meningococcal, and he got the flu vaccine. And then I stopped, and he has autism. You know, I really, really shudder to think how severe he would be had I given him that whole battery of injections that they want to give babies, you know, multiple shots, many of those shots being multivalent or, you know, the multiple antigen vaccines like a DTaP, which is three. You know, I understand hepatitis B, even though I thought it was a single vaccine, is actually two strains of hepatitis B in there. Flu can be a trivalent or quadrivalent. Usually it's a trivalent or a quadrivalent vaccine. So four different strains, three different strains. And, you know, I just, these kids that go in and they get five, six injections and, you know, two, three, or four out of the series that they're being dosed with, they're multivalent. So sometimes these kids are getting 23 antigens all at once. And we wonder why SIDS happens, you know, at the three, you know, at the two, four, and six mark, you know, 6 months mark when we get these routine shots. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that was.
It's just banging on the table. That's all. It comes through pretty loud. You're upset about it, and you should be. It's absolutely a mistake to expect that those that stand to profit the most are going to be doing objective research. What we have here, people, is not just no studies done on most vaccines to show they don't cause autism, but we also have the studies that were done on the few vaccines that were studied, manipulated, and contrived to mislead the public. So, but we're not here to talk about autism per se. The Next Steps conference is actually the second of the type of conference that you have planned. And this time you asked me to help coordinate it and run it. I'll be emceeing the event. And you have this vision, which is a great vision, to talk about real science and real medicine. And I'm just a stellar lineup here. I see Del Bigtree there. I see Dr. Peter McAuliffe. I see yours truly, Mary Holland, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Pam Popper, Tom Renz, Dr. Henry Ely, my close friend, Ralph Hazelhurst, another parent of a vaccine injury child, the infamous and ubiquitous Robert Scott Bell. You got to tell me about some of these guys. I'm going to meet them for the first time, but Derek Brose, I know Jennifer Margulis, Dr. Shannon Croner, Pastor Patrick L. Collis, Jill Hines, there she is, I know her, Nicole Johnson Esquire, Don Richardson, the beautiful Michelle Ford, and Pastor Todd Coconato, and of course, D.S. Severino and Tim Ray are going to be pulling this all together. So when we talk about real science and real medicine, and this is in the context of next steps, what are we to do now that we have them on the run? We have the science deniers on the run. We have the vaccine manufacturers wondering how the heck they're going to pull the wool over our eyes again. It's all about education and research, and this is a brilliant format. So what's the venue? Well, you're not going to mention the venue yet. That's got to be kept secret until we get to it. But what's the size of the venue? About how many people do you expect to be in attendance?
You know, I think we're going to be able to cram up to 800 people in this spot. It is a lovely venue in the Northeast Marietta, Atlanta, Georgia area. So Marietta is a city that's a suburb of Atlanta. And we're up in the Northeast corner of Marietta. There's this beautiful little spot. And I will say it's, the reason that I did Next Steps to Health Freedom back in 2017, which you spoke at, was because I saw a problem where if you could just pull a couple of cogs out of the wheel, the wheel on the whole wagon, you know, the wheel would fall off, the wagon would tumble and everything in it would fall out. And so what I saw was that we have to get our children out of the school system. Because it's even more clear now, 5 years later, you know, the indoctrination that's happening and CRT and the SC, you know, social emotional learning and, you know, the sexual indoctrination, you know, sexual hypersexualization and indoctrination of our children is a real big problem. But I was saying back in 2017, you got to get your kids out of the school system. Okay. And also the pediatricians. Got to get the kids away from the pediatricians, because I saw those as the two biggest, you know, pushers of the vaccine program. The school, you can't get into the school if your kid's not vaccinated. You got to jump through all these hoops, and they don't tell you that you have religious exemptions. They don't tell you that you have medical exemptions. In some states, they have philosophical exemptions. You know, they don't tell you that. And so my mind was, we've got to start building this parallel society. So it was a series of 5 workshops. A vaccine primer, which you spoke on, get off the bus, which was about homeschooling and unschooling and cyber school and whatever other options besides regular public or even private schools, which are better, but, you know, in some cases they carry a lot of the same curriculum. And then we had It Takes a Village, which was about community building. And Should You Fire Your Pediatrician, which was, again, we're talking about, like, how do we start to build that parallel society? And so this time around, it's expanded out. It's 2 days. We have 7 workshops. You mentioned the speakers. I'll just go really quickly over the different workshops. So Friday morning, we'll start out with legislative action. That's Don Richardson, Jill Hines, and Nicole Johnson. They're going to be talking about, how do you approach your legislators? How do you find out who your legislators are, form relationships with them, support good bills, fight bad bills? Then we have legal update with Mary Holland, Ralph Hazelhurst, Tom Srenz. They're going to be basically getting us up to speed on what's happening now in the legal world around all the stuff we're talking about. Then we have community building with Michelle Ford and Derek Bros. Wake Up the Church comes first. Yeah, that's right. Wake Up the Church with Dr. Shannon Croner, and she's bringing 2 pastors from her organization, Freedom of Religion United Solutions. And they're going to be talking about how to approach your faith leader to, you know, get them on board with protecting religious freedom, because if we don't have the churches standing up for our religious exemptions, like, we have no chance at all. Then we have and also, how do you justify your religious exemption based on your, you know, spiritual text? Because a lot of people, when they get pushed for that, well, where does it say in the Bible or whatever religious text that you shouldn't do this? Okay, so they're going to help with that. Community building is Michelle Ford and Derek Bros. You know Michelle. Michelle has the Vaccine Injury Awareness League out in California, and she's been an amazing advocate educating people about vaccine injuries. She's going to be talking, though, about something different during the workshop. She's going to be talking about how you can opt out of the current system of being a ward of the, a bond, sorry, of the Corporation of the United States. You know, when we're born, we have a birth certificate that's issued to us. We become basically a bond. We're a human resource. They are borrowing, you know, money against us. Literally, they own us. So how do you opt out of that whole system? And so that's a very fascinating subject. And it, Derek Bros is a journalist, activist, filmmaker. He's written a trilogy of books called The Conscious Resistance. And he has a series out right now that he's doing, a docu-series called The Pyramid of Power, which you can see at thepyramidofpower.net. And by the way, all the speakers and all the information about each of the speakers and their websites can be found on next-steps.info. So when you go there, everybody's websites are linked in the speaker bios for the individual workshops. We have a VIP, I should say, with the community building group workshop, we also have several groups that are here in Georgia that are fighting for freedom, and each of their representatives will be able to speak for a few minutes. Then we have a VIP dinner, and that wraps up Friday, which is whirlwind. I should say we've got speakers and live music at the VIP dinner. It's going to be amazing. Gourmet food, allergy friendly.
Wait, is it going to be karaoke or no?
The karaoke will be Saturday night.
Saturday night,
after we're done with everything, there will be some karaoke at the VIP party, which is exclusive invite only. Okay. So Saturday morning, we have the Real Science workshop and the Real Medicine workshop. So those are the two that you're moderating. Okay. So technically you're not emceeing the whole show. You're just moderating those two workshops.
I'll do what I can do for you. Bookends,
Real Science. You're going to be talking with Dr. Pam Popper and Dr. Henry Ely, looking at what went wrong with COVID science, the fraud. How do you determine real science from propaganda? And then real medicine. We have Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Peter McCullough, and I guess I'm announcing here that Dr. Christiane Northrup is going to be joining that panel. We lost one of our speakers. Not going to go into details on that. These things just happen. Sometimes people can't make it. So we've found somebody amazing to take the place of Dr. Corey, and Dr. Christiane Northrup will be joining, and they'll be talking about what went wrong with standard of care when it comes to treating COVID. And, you know, this goes back, there's a history of standard of care protocols preceding COVID that have been killing patients. And how can you actually, what are good effective alternative, what they call them alternative, but effective treatments for COVID? How can you get those? How can you actually take care of yourself so you aren't living in this this panic, fear-based kind of existence they've had a lot of people living in for the last 2 years? Okay,
great. So that sounds like a fantastic event, and I'm very much looking forward to it. All of your events are excellent. I've been to a number of them and participated. So, you know, it's an honor to help you out, and I'd be more than happy to MC Real Science and Real Medicine on Saturday. I'm mostly looking forward to the karaoke, because these are all my friends. We're all coming together, share some time. You know, we're going to actually hug each other unmasked. This is, risky behavior these days. So are there any details about signing up that you want to share with the listeners of America Out Loud Pulse?
Well, I do want to say that you don't want to miss Saturday afternoon, because that's Robert Scott Bell, Jennifer Margulis, and Del Bigtree with Shifting the Paradigm, and the launch of the UI Media Awards. We're going to be recognizing journalistic excellence in the truth media. The main reason why you want to get to this event, though, is something that you just said a minute ago, which is that it's going to be a life-changing event. You know, we've all been locked up for 2 years. There's been a few events that have been happening here and there, but people are really hungry for this. They're really hungry to get together and not just watch videos of people on their computers or their phones at home. I mean, really get in there and get the atmosphere and get the hugs and get the phone numbers and get the selfies and all that great stuff. Because, you know, this is exactly what we want to be doing, is talking about how can we move forward and what are the next steps. And that's another thing too, is that each speaker is supposed to bring three next steps. So you should be thinking about, what are your three next steps? And how do you find out more about the event? How do you get the tickets? Go to next-steps.info, and all the information is there, where you can, where to stay, where your hotels, you know, what to expect as far as food, what the sponsors are, all that good stuff is on the website.
Great, fantastic. All right, well, listen, my friends, and family and others who are out there, do not miss this conference. I wouldn't miss it for my life. So I want to thank you, Tia, for being part of this experiment on America Out Loud Pulse, and we'll have you back again and again.
Talk well, I love you, so anytime you want to have me on, you know I'm here.
I love you too.
All right, awesome.